Women in the Jewish Religions, Bad Future of European Women, by High Priest Hooded Cobra, Tuesday, May 3rd, 2016. To all the beta cucks and liberal feminist idiots who preach about diversity, or the liars who claim that Judeo-Christianity has anything to do with women or their rights, or that Christianity is for white people, let's just let the evidence talk swiftly by itself. Women equal life and civilization. You attack and subvert women, you attack and subvert these values. Our points are five and simple, clear to all educated people and the people who are aware of reality. 1. Islam is a radical program of death and destruction for women, civilization, and femininity in general. 2. Christianity has also been the same, but given it failed historically to achieve its intended height of totally enslaving the West, we are now forced again back to this by the incessant push towards Islam. 3. The opener of the doors for such is feminism, as it is named in the modern society, or any other philosophy that weakens down one's understanding of reality or powers to resist. Then feminism replaces and attacks any warrior philosophy, such as paganism or law and justice, which, like Christianity, has a higher intention to destroy people, makes one docile to one's enemies, makes one neglect the fundamentals of war and reality, preaching the same universalism, naivety, and slaver values of Christianity always did. Values that, if followed by the letter, kill people in one day. The only way to survive is to be outside of the borders of this so-called Christianity or any of these fake values. 4. All of this is based on the supposed human rights, which are just a blueprint of rights invented on by the Bible, which reinforces all of the above points. In other words, all people are equal under God, while at the same time the Jews affirm superiority over the whole world in the Bible, which naive Christians backhandedly accept, therefore accepting their will as God's will. And 5. Due to systematic infiltration and destruction of the bonds that hold together a country or race, the enemy is able to weaken down their chosen enemy and destroy them. Christianity is one infiltration that infiltrated and weakened the ancient paganism, which belonged solely to whites or Aryans in the forms later called largely as Satanism by the Church. Because this injection was not enough, the enemy kept going as far as to try to assimilate and destroy the people in the most basic bond in existence, racial, family, man and woman, etc. Obviously, this is a time-lengthy process with many methods of operation. It forms a circle, easily observable if one knows of the Jewish element. Jewish religions caused problems with women and enslaved them. Christianity, Islam, Judaism. Then, the Jew, if they lose power, return through as the defenders of the rights of which they stole from women to defend these. Feminism. Then, they open the door slowly, so the first process can take over in other forms, religious, social, and political. This is the part that the supposed rights of women are overextended to the point of breaking into the complete and total reaction of what prior was created by the Jews. Then, with this, they gain the Christian sheep that revolt around morality, while at the same time reinforcing their old program and opening the gates for the next invasion of the stronger program that is intended to do what the first one failed to do. In other words, Islam. The process repeats itself in history until the enemy race is destroyed. Names and programs change, but aims remain the same. The same thing can be observed in the Bible, and specifically in the New Testament and Old Testament, the Torah, which is a divine book of the Jewish race, by which they survive and conquer their enemies. All wise and studied ones of the Jewish race admit it. The Jew is totally aware both of feminism, of Christianity, and how it is spiritually devoid, and anything else. The Jews simply do not believe in Christianity because they know it's a made-up program from their ancestors through which they control the Gentile world. If they ever participate, this is to do for the control and maintenance of the program and to reap the benefits. This is why the Jewish state, Israel, follows none of these. Why all the learned ones of the Jewish race do disregard this completely or scorn it and laugh at the goyim, Gentile dumb animals that believe it. In reality, the whole of the people of Israel, it just advances steadily towards its steady purposes. What many people mistakenly call as Satanism, when it comes to the Jews, is merely Judaism. Judaism is a quite recent religion, and as thus it has stolen customs, symbols, and spirituality from the older religions, adjusting them in a murderous adjustment to fit the ends of the Jewish race. Theory aside, we will just reply with facts and let them talk on their own. These quotes are for the Skeptics and Annotated Bible under the Quran Women section. Quote, menstruation is a filthy disease. All good Muslim men should stay the hell away from menstruating women, and for God's sake, don't have sex with them when they're menstruating. It creeps Allah out just to think of it. Quote, it's okay to have 2, 3, or 4 wives, slave or free. Quote, in the mind of Allah, women are like a dirty field for men to plow with their penises. Plow them whenever you like, as long as they're not menstruating, of course. Quote, a woman is worth 1/2 of a man. And then, of course, you have the Jewish Bible. These quotes are also in the Skeptics and Annotated Bible. Quote, Lot and his daughters camp out in a cave for a while. The daughters get their just and righteous father drunk and have sexual intercourse with him, and each conceives and bears a son, wouldn't you know it? Just another wholesome family values Bible story. These are some parts. Why are idiotic feminists and liberals wondering why the massive rapes? It's their culture. It's what God tells them to do. They are fine with it. But this is not the first time European women had this savagery of rape, suppression, and destruction placed upon them. The Jews and their agents have been on it again. This has happened before. This is a battle between the Aryan race and the people of the light and the Jewish race, plus their lackeys. It has always been and will forever be. Some other Europeans tried to halt this back in time, stopped the Jewish attacks and decay on women, and they succeeded. Heinrich Himmler stood against the Eternal Jew and their plans to destroy women who have been classified as HEXE, and the Third Reich knew of the plans of the Jewish Abrahamic hoaxes and the Jewish instigators in trying to destroy the white people and women, same as what they have done to white women in the past. In 1935, Himmler founded the H. Sonderkommando, H standing for Hex, the German word for witch, to collate as much material as possible on sorcery, the occult, and the supernatural. The bulk of the collection was called the Witches' Library and concentrated on witches and their persecution in medieval Germany. One of Himmler's theories was that the Roman Catholic Church tried to destroy the German race through witch hunts. He also discovered that one of his own ancestors was burned as a witch. Allah and his murderous attempts are now taking the place once Jesus had. Jesus was too weak in the end to destroy the intended targets, but it seriously weakened them and dumbed them down. The same Jews are behind everything and the same purpose. It did not change. I present to you the famous chastity belt, that of the Middle Ages and the witch hunts, in which all women with magical characteristics were killed and raped or sold as slaves. Magical, in other words, even beautiful or piercing eyes, blondes, white skin, etc., etc. You can look online for pictures of the chastity belt from the Middle Ages. All this is purposeful, same as the race mixing that is advised of women. Everything that kills and destroys women kills and destroys their enemy. The enemy is trying to bring again the Dark Ages in Europe through tolerance and Islam. Then it was Christianity, but since this program failed, they are bringing the apes from the Middle East to try and give us another Middle Ages again. Wake up before it's too late. Do not let history repeat itself. The white man or woman are not evil or guilty as a racial entity, or the Europeans or whites as a race continent. We must haul ourselves up and then save others who are being subjected to this endless filth, death, and destruction. Justice must be served. And the same Jews that caused all the above, directly by writing these depraved books and carrying out this war against women, are supposedly coming to save them in order to feminize nations and again open the doors so that this can happen again. People of Europe, do not let them succeed. This is a battle between the white race, the enlightened people who are with us, and the eternal enemy. Do not let them blind you and confuse you. Hitler said the truth. Long live the honorable people of the Aryan race. Long live the sacred European nations. Long live the sacred European woman. Sieg Hell.